Everything we take in, everything we eat, it needs our body's energy to digest it. Takes up energy to metabolize it. So it uses the spleen energy so it can kind of tax that earth element of our body. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Chinese Medicine Podcast. And I'm going to answer a quick question about, can too many vitamins be bad for me? Can I take too many supplements and vitamins in Chinese medicine? Now, please click subscribe if you are not a subscriber already. I really appreciate people's subscriptions to the channel. It helps us to grow. And I want to get to 10,000 subscribers this year. It's a big goal. You can help by doing that. Firstly, before we talk about Chinese medicine, the answer to that is also, yes, you can damage your liver and your kidneys. Too much of anything can kill you. If you drink too much water, you can die. So be very aware that too much of something that's good, you can damage some stuff, because your liver and your kidneys in Western medicine have to work to digest those things. Now, let's assume you're not exceeding the recommended intake or the amount, the allowable intake of those things. The concept in Chinese medicine belongs to this idea of everything we take in, everything we eat that comes in through our mouth has to it needs our body's energy to digest it. So whether that be something that's beneficial to us or something that's not beneficial to us, like things that people enjoy eating, like sugary cakes or alcohol or just pastas or things that we love to eat, that we might not necessarily put on weight from that, which could be a negative effect of eating something that, you know, we don't need, but it also takes up energy to metabolize it. So it uses the spleen energy so it can kind of tax that earth element of our body. So that's one detriment that can happen. And this is the same with supplements and vitamins and things like that. So too much of anything, it just means that you're placing more strain on your stomach and spleen than maybe needs to be. So it's a very hard one to say if something is too much or not too much. One is because with our general food these days, it doesn't contain the nutrients it should have. So the idea in Chinese medicine, if people know me, I'm also a practitioner of Chinese diet therapy. And the concept there is that, look, all the nutrients you need should come from your food. You shouldn't have to take supplements. You shouldn't have to take vitamin D. You should actually just go out in the sun and get vitamin D. I take vitamin D because I don't go out in the sun as much as I should, even though I live in Australia and there's plenty of sun there, right? I could get the sun for free. But I find myself working indoors a lot now, or in the place where I'm spending most of my time at work. There's no windows there, so it's very dark, and I know that I need vitamin D. And so you kind of have to balance that out. Now, I'm answering a subscriber's question here, and a couple of things I want to just bring to attention is, one is this person's put a lot of details about their personal situation there, and I really want to discourage people from doing that. I don't think it's a good idea. I said to them, I don't mind if you delete your comment after I commented on it so that they could see my answer. Because it's privacy. Like, you don't want even if you're using a pseudonym on YouTube or something like that, like putting your medical situation in such a big detail, like all the things you're taking and all that, like, it's just not a good idea. It's just not to put that in a public place, right? Any public place, like YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. Secondly, I can't give people individual advice on YouTube. There's many reasons for that. One is the time that it takes to do that properly, I just don't have the time to do that. I'm too busy seeing patients and, you know, doing my teaching jobs and things like that I do. I just don't have any time to give to those things. It's not something I can do quickly because I might give people the wrong advice if I don't read their comments properly, and often there's more often than not a to and fro that's needed. Like, there's questions. Even my own patients that email me something, I'll inevitably have to call them and have a conversation because they might say, I've got this, and I'm like, well, but what about that? We need to know more. I need to know more so that I can actually give you the proper herbs or the answer or things like that. So that's one of the reasons. So first reason is privacy, and second reason is I can't give people individual advice. on these kinds of platforms for that reason, because it's a massive time, it takes up too much time, and I don't have that time to give to that. And secondly, like, it can also be like unethical if there isn't that back and forward. It's almost impossible to give an answer, and so a half answer is kind of a worse answer. And also, like, legally, like, there can be legal constraints if giving personal advice, if you're not someone's patient, I might not be covered in my insurance and things like that. So that's part of it. It's not that I don't care about you. It's not that I'm trying to withhold information or something like that. There are those issues to consider. So the advice that I can give on this channel is general advice about general questions. So please keep your questions general, and if they are in that personal nature and you probably need a consultation if that's the case. So if that's the case, you need to go and see your own practitioner. If you don't have a practitioner, I can be your practitioner. You can find out how to do that through the links below most of my videos. Please look for the most, if you're watching this, it will be the most recent one, but please use the most recent ones because my practice has changed over the years. Where to find me, and so you can book an online consultation and we can have a longer chat doing that. And when I do that, it's like an hour consultation and we can have a to and fro, and I often post people herbs to where they live, or put them in touch with other practitioners maybe after that time. So the answer to this is yes, you can overload your body with too many things, too many supplements. And the other thing is, look, Chinese medicine isn't really in the supplement game. That's not primarily what we do. I know many herbalists or acupuncturists use supplements in their business, and there are ways of looking at those things, what they do in a Chinese medicine way, but it's really a naturopath's domain to kind of look at that, or a nutritionist's domain. And sometimes you might be taking things that are actually doubling up on the quantities of stuff. And there's an idea in medicine, natural medicine, called the minimum effective therapeutic dose. So you want to have that. You don't want to have too much when you could have, like, if you could have less, it's going to save you money as well, but it's also going to cost your body. You want to think of everything you put in costs your body something. And that's one of the reasons why I think about lots of things that I put into my body in that way. So even Western medicine things, I'm very careful about what I put in my body, and I think that's the way Chinese medicine thinks of those things. They can tax your body by having to digest that, and you have to ask yourself, or process that, metabolize that, is that something that's needed for me, for my situation? So you can infer, you know, that information to whatever you want to apply that to, like whatever you're going to put into your body, whether it be drugs or medicines or herbs or foods or whatever. We don't think people should be living on Chinese herbs forever. Like, that's not something that is a healthy thing. Like, you shouldn't have to take herbs just to survive, because it's all about trying to get to that balance of foods being your medicine, if you like. And yes, there is that conundrum that foods don't contain all the things that we need. So if we can kind of supplement that with some of the supplements without overdoing it, that's good as well. Part of the situation for you might be to know, like, if you stop taking something, do the symptoms stay the same? Like, or are they getting worse if you don't take it? That might be an indication that it was doing something for you. So I hope this has been useful and helpful to you. And if it has, leave a comment. Please click subscribe. If you are not a subscriber already, I really appreciate people's subscriptions to the channel. It helps us to grow. And I want to get to 10,000 subscribers this year. It's a big goal. You can help by doing that. If you're not a subscriber already, click that subscriber and that bell, and all your dreams will come true. And I'll see you again on another video soon.